Hello, Ian.
Yes.
Okay, Ian, as I said that we have an idea for you that will guarantee you up to 40% of your members' trips away. My name is Adam, and I am with Australian Escapes. We are also setting up Probus Travel Club to give your members access to much more affordable day trip and away trip options. Okay, so my purpose in calling is to get your answers to a few quick questions so we can understand your needs. We will then send you some important information to show others at your branch. And this will take less than 7 to 10 minutes unless you have any questions. Is that okay, Ian?
Yeah, that's all right.
All right. So, Ian, let me just confirm. Did you receive any introductory email from our side at your email address? It was sent in mid-February. Okay. Let me confirm. I have your email address. It's ianurie@gmail.com, correct?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Thank you so much, Ian. And I would also like to inform you that we are all about affordability and simplicity, Ian. We have done a few comparisons, like such as Straight Travel. They have won just 6 days to Fraser Coast and Harvey Bay, and they are charging over $2,400 per person. We can do a similar trip from under $800 per person. Not exactly the same, but very similar experiences, all top quality, and ours is a more independent and affordable style of travel. So let's get started. These are survey style questions, and I'll be really quick. So Ian, would you mind if I record this call for training purpose?
All right,
thank you so much. Well, Ian, when you're considering away getting as a group, are your members more interested in doing affordable short-range trips, say 1 to 3 nights within a few hours drive, or do you prefer longer trips, say more than 7 days?
We don't do many trips away at all.
Okay, so you don't do any trips at all?
You don't do many, maybe one a year.
Mm-hmm. One a year, okay. All right, so looking at this, Ian, do you have any trips planned at all for this year?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so have you already booked that, or you're still in the process of booking, or you're planning to or considering a trip to?
No, that one's booked.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and approximately how many members are going to travel?
About 20.
All right, Ian, thank you. Well, Ian, I would also like to inform you that, you know, when you are considering or, say, getting away as a group, Ian, so are your members more interested in doing affordable short-range? Oh, you said, I'm sorry, you do one trip a year. Okay, just give me 1 second. My screen is just... Okay. Where am I? I was just lost. Okay. All right, so we'll cross off all your places that you have recently visited. So you said that you are planning a trip, okay, and you have already booked it. So whereabouts are you going on that trip, sir?
We're going to King Island.
Kingaroy Island, okay. All right, and just to get an idea, how far in advance, you normally book your trips?
About a year.
Okay, so... All right, so just give me 1 second. Let me just update that information in our system. All right, Ian, now we have some of the ideas that might interest you in future, including short-range self-guided trips via bus or train with great value accommodation for up to, say, 1 to 7 nights, day tours, and at least 1 or 2 group dinners. So this type of trip can be done for, say, 40 to 60% less than retail. That saves you a lot of money. So in your opinion, do you feel that some of your members might be open to doing smaller trips like this in future if they were very affordable?
No, I think not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, but have you, where have your members been on longer trips away in the last few years?
No, we've been on the Murray River, mm-hmm. To Tasmania, mm-hmm. Norfolk Island.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And what places have your members already indicated interest in visiting this year, visiting in future year?
We really haven't had any ideas for the future.
Okay. So our research with Probus in regards to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what your members want, Ian. So how do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing?
We usually look at the available trips and then get some reaction from the members.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so it's kind of, you know, discussing it in a meeting, right?
No, really. The people who organize the activities work on the ideas and then do that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so working out travel styles that might suit your members can be challenging because, you know, everyone's different. So some like fully structured tours, others like more flexibility and independence. So have you done an email survey of the members to find out more what type of trips they are interested in doing, such as travel style or budget and so on?
Not really, no.
Okay. Well, Ian, the reason why I ask is because, you know, email surveys are an extremely valuable tool because they remove the guesswork out of your planning process. And the advantage to you is it's an easy way to get accurate input to help you, help you plan your trips. Okay. So, in your opinion, do you feel that an email survey might be an advantage to you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, Ian, from what you already know about what your members want in regards to trips away, Ian, so on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important are the following for you? Let's talk about affordability. How would you rate it in terms of 1 to 10?
About 4.
Okay, and how about value for money?
About 4 or 5.
All right. Okay, and let's talk about flexible travel options to suit different budgets. So this means having a choice of different types and styles of travel to suit different budgets. How would you rate it between the scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest?
5.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And are there any other factors those are important to you and your members, Ian?
Yes, I think we've been on one or two trips where people have tried to cut costs, and it really hasn't worked out very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's better we have a more reliable tour operator we know we can trust.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So some clubs have one or more committee members who are looking after the tours. So are you the only one who is looking, you know, who is in charge of the travel arrangements?
Currently, yes.
Yeah, okay, that's great. All right, so, you know, Ian, organizing travel plans, getting competitive pricing, and communicating with members seems quite a task. So, in your opinion, what do you feel you need to help with the most? You know, you need help with the most. Is it like learning about what members want, comparing different trip options, communication with members?
I think it's just an understanding of what members want to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And Lau, Ian, this is my last question. And we would like the opportunity to prove our value to you because we know we can save your members up to 40% of all types of domestic day trips, away trips, and travel. And this makes it a lot more affordable. So are you open to shopping around to get better prices on your trips?
No, price is not the issue usually with us. It's more being able to trust the tour operator.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Trust the tour operator. All right, let me just, you know, keep a note of it. Well, I would like to inform you that I will, first of all, my survey is completed, Ian, and I can resend our introduction email at your email address that you provided, and that will introduce Australian Escapes. I would also like to inform you that we are the first and biggest travel club in Australia, and we are giving each Probus Club branch a free membership so all the members can access the discounts and try us out because it does pay to shop around. So would you like me to resend that email to you?
Yes, that would be good.
All right, sure. So we'll contact you separately about registering your branch and I'll quickly update your branch postal address and contact details. So I will also send you some printed information on your post on the branch's postal address. Will that be fine?
Yes, No, send it by email.
Okay, through email. All right, no problem. I'll send it through email. Well, thank you for helping us with this information, Ian. And, you know, this is an useful information to do a better job of meeting your needs. And we are looking forward to it. Let me just resend you an email. Thank you so much once again for your time. Okay? All right, thank you. Bye-bye.